Welcome to the DC Practice Growth Show, where we share proven tools and tactics to grow your practice. And here's your host, new patient generating expert who self-built his multi-million dollar practices, Ryan Ryder.
Hey everyone, welcome to the DC Practice Growth Podcast. My name is Ryan Ryder. I am the founder of DC Practice Growth. I am founder of Ryan Ryder Inner Circle. I teach a program called New Patient Avalanche. I have an Amazon number one best-selling book called New Patient Avalanche System. I'm the co-founder of Healthcare Care Group, and we see over 3,000 people every single week. So I'm super excited to be talking to you today about a very powerful and underspoken about subject or topic. And it really stems from the question that I probably get asked the most in entrepreneurial interviews, kind of slightly outside the chiropractic world. And those of you that don't know, I am, if you will, a semi-professional speaker. I've just been on a two-week tour with Robert Kiyosaki, one in Europe, one in London, one in Romania, one in Poland. I also am the co-trainer of Million Mind Intensive, that T. Harv Eker's program. I speak to thousands of people every single week. And in those environments, I often get asked the question. The question is, Ryan, if you were to start all over again, if you lost everything, what would you do? And in this context, I truly mean this, that nothing really changed my life more than speaking, right? So if I start all over again, I open a practice from scratch, lose my 8 practices, I would open a practice, and if this is all I could do, if I could choose to do anything the most, it would be this. Because there is nothing, there is no substitute for a live event. So really the subject of today, I think for most of you listening to this, if you've chosen to listen to this, you probably understand that already. But let me say this. First of all, let me start with a statement. There is no substitute for a live event. Now, in chiropractic, within our practices, they come in many forms. So I'm just going to quickly give you an outline of the 3 basic forms of live events that we define. I talk a lot about this in my book, New Patient Avalanche System. And here's the thing, and then I'm going to skip all the content part, because we'll delve into that in another podcast. But I'm going to go right to how to get people to actually show up to the live events once they've registered. This is not spoken about enough. So if you're analyzing a funnel, if you will, from when someone registers to the reminders, to the show-up rate, to the close rate, to then the show-up rate within your office for day one, etc. And if you analyze the whole funnel, the part that I see the biggest drop-off is really from registration to show up to the live event. So we're going to be delving that. So I'm going to give you the surefire way to triple your show-up rates to any event, I promise you're going to implement this stuff, and you're going to literally message me and go, wow, I can't believe how well it works. Why? How do I know this, by the way? Everything I'm teaching you, this is not theory. We have 8 offices. We do, I can't lost count of how many live events we've done within our offices. And we regularly had to test. The reason I've had to come up with these strategies is because of the challenge that we were faced with. That's really the definition of our entrepreneur. I come up with solutions to challenges or problems. And these were the solutions we came up with to a real problem within our practices. And they work. They work really, really well. They tripled our show-up rates. So let me start by saying, first and foremost, that there is no substitute for a live event. If you're not doing live events in some way, shape, or form, I'm going to give you the 3 main live events in a moment. If you're not doing live events within your practice, you're leaving a ton of new patient service, helping your community, money, abundance for your practice, abundance for chiropractic, abundance for your family, you're leaving all that on the table. I promise you now, if you're not doing live events. So there's a number of reasons why people don't live events, and it's not the subject today. But let me say that there's no substitute for a live event. It is also the reason that if you look into the online marketing world, these people are very good at getting people to pay their money online. Yet, the entire online community still meet in big conferences all over the world in physical locations where you are paying in excess of $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 to hire a venue, just in a two-day event at Excel, it's £25,000. £25,000 just for a day in those things. So you're looking probably like $30,000 to $35,000 a day to rent those places. And they still do it because there is no substitute for a live event. It same goes for the actual speakers at those events. If you look at people like Frank Kern and Russell Brunson, etc., etc., Russell Brunson does a massive conference every single year. Ryan Dice does a massive conference every single year. 5,000 people in the room, 3,000 people in the room, etc. Frank Kern still, I mean, they have all generated millions of dollars in a day online, yet they travel all across the world to speak in live events. That's the first part of a context I'm going to give you. The next is, he has the three main types of live events you can do in the practice. This is just how we define it. This is how I define it, especially in my New Patient Avalanche book, which you can get. If you go to my website, go to dcpracticegrowth.com. You can grab a free copy there. We pay for the book. You just pay for the shipping and postage. So please feel free to grab it if you haven't read it yet. I promise you it will help you. So here's the thing. Is three types of live events. I'm quickly going to go through them. It's not the major topic for today, but in order to give you context for where I'm going, you need to understand the specific event I'm talking about. First type of event is live events within your practice, or some type of pre-care plan class, or some people do it with, okay, so there's different variations. So first of all, the major part of doing some type of pre-scheduled class or health class or orientation class or whatever you want to call it is ready for pre-framing and future pacing. I don't care what anyone says, those are the main reasons. But let's just talk about that type of talk, if you will, very, very quickly. There are many variations. Some people do it prior to day one. Again, this is highly recommended for someone who is really mastering their marketing, really generating a lot of people through the front door, and actually wants to add another hoop for someone to jump through before they decide to continue using your service or buying your product or whatever it is. So this is a very nice way to pre-frame and future pace really what it is you do in your practice prior to them coming through. It also sets you up for a win in day one and day two, which is, if you will, the sales portion of what we do, the customer journey while they're deciding to use our product or service. So that's the first thing I'd say, is that portion, a talk prior to day one, does that very, very nicely and works really well if you're generating tons and tons of leads that you want to pre-qualify one more time prior to that. The general rule of thumb is then when people do add that in, when they're generating quite as many people as that, because they actually want to get rid of people before, like they don't want to have as many people as they're having, is that once they've been to that class before day one, they are at some of the easiest, nicest, most amazing people to work with. Because they've spent more time with you, there's a direct correlation between people spending more time with you, that's virtually or physically, and increased sales or conversions. That is why when let me take it right down to the Kirby salesman or whatever, it comes to your door and they got to get inside first of all. Once they get inside, or if you've ever had a door-to-door salesman come to your house and try to sell your pots, they will unravel every single pot they possibly can across the floor, which is a direct correlation between the amount of time that they're in your house. It's the same with telesales. There's a direct correlation between the amount of time they have you on the phone and increased sales. Just time, not even skill, just time. So that's the major reason why that works really, really well, first of all. Now, some people will move that talk or orientation class between day one and day two. And again, you're pre-framing, and that's just prior to report of findings normally. They'll go straight from that, and that's a group, what commonly termed a group report. Again, I've done all the variations. And then the third option that is quite common is once someone has a day one, a day two, that's one-on-one for both of those, and once they decide to take up care with you, your orientation class, if you will, is part of their care plan and something that everyone has to do. And again, once they've decided what it is that, you know, they're going to take up with you and what you've offered them, then, and again, another way, a way to set context for the relationship going forward. So, first of all, I have, within those, I've never seen those situations not increase PVA. They are amazing for PVA. They're amazing for improving relationships. And if you're not doing that in some way, shape, or form, one of those variations, I highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. But not the subject for today. So that's the first type. The second type of talk is where, briefly defined, is that you go into corporate environments and you speak to businesses about the thing that you do. All I can tell you about this one form, and again, we'll broach this in a separate podcast. But really, what I can tell you about this is that you go from the unwanted pest to the invited guest when you are able to get into a company. Now, oftentimes we do many of these, sometimes 3-4 a week. Many times, the reason that you really leverage that invited guest is because whoever's in charge of the event, who's let you in, often someone in charge of HR or human, something like that, will really want the event to go as well as possible, because at the end of the day, they're responsible for letting you in. So they will do everything in their power to help you make it a successful day. That is, in our experience, what we find. But again, an incredible event, a incredible thing to do. Now, they've got many names, lunch and learns, you know, corporate wellness days, etc. The basics, whatever form it takes, it's the same. You're putting people in a room in front of you, you're speaking to them, or offering them value in some way, shape, or form, and at the end, you're offering them an irresistible offer. Now, again, we can break down the workings of that day. I have come up with something called the double whammy that works just about, it doesn't matter how, for just about anyone, doesn't matter how shy you are at speaking, this is the thing that kind of foolproofs it for you. So we'll talk about that another day. So that's corporate events. If you're not doing these, my only tip for you is spend a lot more money trying to get into them by either incentivizing someone, just get in. I promise you they are. And again, if this is all I did, this is all I did, I'd say get me into corporate and then do number three. So number one was as in your practice, some type of orientation class. Number two is getting into corporates in some way, shape, or form. Spend a lot more money getting in there than you currently, especially with incentivization. But I'll talk about this in another podcast. Number three is essentially driving traffic from outside your business into your practice for an informational talk in some way, shape, or form. This can often be described as a dinner with a doc, etc. But we simplify the heck out of it, and this is an absolute banker for us. How do you drive people from outside the practice into the practice for a talk within your practice? I always say it's the lazy man's way of doing it. I love it. You're adjusting, you walk straight up, and there's a room full of people. Well, we heavily rely on Facebook, heavily. We have mixed it up between newspapers, Facebook, radio, etc. But honestly, our biggest bang for our buck is advertising that we've learned how to do through ad spend on Facebook. We talk about that in New Patient Avalanche in my course. I also talk about that with my Inner Circle members, and my team does 2 calls a month with my Inner Circle members, exactly how to do this. We've also got a membership site where everyone can watch our videos on how to do these. So again, not the topic for today, but this is the specific area that I'm focusing on today. The reason I'm skipping straight to how to get people to actually show up is because the first three I've just described, you probably, if you're a student of the game, heard of all three. You've also probably heard of just about how to do them, and I can show you nuances that I promise you they get you double your results, I promise you. But you can probably hack your way with all three of those, or one or two or whatever you want to do, because you've heard it in the marketplace before. But now is where things get really interesting. Because once you, for instance, have got 50 people, 30 people registered for a talk in your practice, what everyone stops to talk about is really the meat and potatoes of this podcast. And that is, once you've got them to register for the event, how the heck do you get them to show up? Now, nobody gives us time of day. And there's an old saying that says, everyone's very casual about this, but the saying is, Casualness leads to casualty. If this is the only thing you take from this podcast, I guarantee you that you will triple your show up rates. Whenever you are casual about getting people to show up in your practice, it leads to casualty. So let's go through. I've got 3 to 5 points with you that are going to massively increase your show up rate. First, let's give you some context. I hope you understand that the industry norm for getting someone to show up to an event, a free event, by the way, is approximately at the front end 25%. I remember going to a very upscale Facebook mastermind and they were blown away by our show up rates. But traditionally 25% is the industry norm anyway. So let's take that for the first part. When we are getting currently, we have got 100% before, but that's not normal. We've got anything, getting anything from 50% to 80% to show up to events. We love to get 80%. 80% is our goal, to show up to events once they've registered. So here's how you do it. Number one, when someone registers for your event, it's normally through some type of lead page or opt-in page or landing page or squeeze page or whatever you want to call it. And you'll normally get a notification. What almost no one does is everyone sets up their follow-up sequence to remind them to show up. But here's what I want you to add. I want you to call them immediately, congratulate them for registering, let them know that we've got your registration straight away. The time that it takes you to do that congratulations and tell them that you've acknowledged their registration, we're looking forward to seeing you on X, Y, and Z, is critical. That's why I always recommend in the beginning, get multiple people notified via the CRM. So obviously what happens is when someone opts in, I understand that different levels of competency online are listening to this podcast. So forgive me if I explained in a bit over detail. But when someone opts in, that means fills in their details online, you will often have options to get a text, to get an email, and you get multiple people also get options to either just yourself, just your telephone girl, just your CA, multiple people. Here's my suggestion. In the beginning, while you're sorting out your systems, get multiple people notified and get in multiple ways, multiple media. So text, email, whatever you can. And the reason for that, it'll just keep you guys accountable while you're sorting out your systems to do it. Because in the beginning, sloppy success works, by the way. So you don't have to have stuff perfect. The killer to implementation is, are we not ready? You're never ready. Just freaking do it. But this way, you can, it's a bit of insurance. Get multiple people notified. You want there to be almost a bit of a frenzy in the practice. Because, hey, you're spending a lot of money to get the bums in the seats. So you better go the extra mile. So you want almost a bit of a frenzy in the office when someone opts in. It's like, hey, awesome, notified. Who's calling them? Who's calling them? Mary, etc. It's nice to have one person calling them, but I think you get the point. Is in the beginning, you want this to be a real focal point. So first part is call them straight away. On the phone call, couple key points. Number one, congratulate them. To acknowledge that you have got their registration. We're excited to have you on the day. Dr. Ryan is really excited to see you on the day. Couple things I'd suggest on the phone call. Here is the magic. Yes, a lot of the magic sauce is you want to do something on the telephone called the ethical bribe. The ethical bribe. So I came up with this term because the reason someone gets you to RSVP or is because A, they want to find out if catering a lot of the time in an event, right? But once you know that someone is literally catering for you, it's very different. I mean, the pressure to show up is huge, right? Because you know they're literally spending money on you to do the thing. So a lot of that RSVP thing literally puts people on the spot to show up. Now, what we do in this environment, we leverage that a little bit. So I call this the ethical guilt trip. Wherever you can, in that telephone call and in every communications thereon, you want to let them know something along the lines of, I'm literally preparing your gift that we specially prepare for you that we're going to give you on the day when you arrive right now. So, great. Thank you so much for registering, Mary. Really excited to see you. Dr. Ryan's excited to see you. I'm just going to remind you the date is this and this. I also want, and the time is this. And any other information you need logistically, this is where parking is, etc., etc., etc. Please arrive at enough time, etc. And also just let you know, we're preparing a gift for you as we speak. This is a special gift for you that you'll get on arrival. So thank you so much for registering. We've just prepared that for you. It's a full bag of goodies that will massively help you get you to where you want to go. So now look what you've done. You've created a scenario where literally someone has got a feeling that you've gone the extra mile for them, which is great, and that you are now doing stuff for them. I always say, the more personalized, the better. So you want to mention the gift that they're going to receive on arrival as many times as possible. Cool little trick that's going to just on its own double your show-up rates. Next, you in that telephone call also, there are studies that show that if you get someone to fill in something or participate in something or a survey prior to them showing up to an event, A, engagement at the event is a lot higher, and B, show up rates are a lot higher. So one of the things we started doing was saying to our participants, first doing the ethical guild trip script, if you will, and then going into a script that went something along the lines of, we want to make sure that you get the most out of the day. So we're going to ask you, if you don't mind, just fill out a quick, and here's just going to jump in here, the questionnaire or the survey, and you can use lots of free survey software to do that, one called SurveyMonkey, no more than three questions. We have a quick, so again, let's pick up that script again. It'll be something along the lines of, Mary, so we want to make sure you get the most out of the day. So we're going to ask you to, if you can, kindly please fill in. We've just got a two-question survey that we'd like you to answer before you come in. Would that be okay? And that's just going to give us a clear indication of which questions you'd most like answered so you can get the most out of the day. That's a cool thing to do. So we're not asking them, it's like, and it's only two questions or three questions. So here are some examples of questions. One question I'd highly recommend you add in there is, the questionnaire will say something along the lines of, for you to get the most out of the day, what's the one question you want answered, or the biggest for the talk to be a win for you, what's the number one question you would love to have answered on the day? And those of you that are worried about content for the talk, this is going to help you massively. So if you're worried about content for the talk, you can have all your content done from the questions, but you never need to worry about that. I promise you, the knowledge gap is huge. So you really don't have to worry about that. That can be another day's topic for podcast. But that's the number one thing. Next, I always like adding some type of question that's going to pre-frame the importance of health to them. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is your health to you? On a scale of 1 to 10, how important is it for you to invest in and keep in maintaining your health? On a scale of 1 to 10, how important is maintaining your health for you, etc.? And that's really, really important. Now, if you filling something out like that prior to any, if you will, sales environment, immediately, you know, you have to understand in a sales environment, you're always selling, by the way, even this talk, you're giving value, but you're actually a lot of the time selling themselves on how important they feel their health is towards them. So they need to subconsciously justify the buying decision prior to them making a decision to you, yes or no. Tony Robbins calls this emotional reasons and logical reasons. Emotional reasons for buying and logical reasons for buying. And you can often get someone to in a state of emotional reasons for buying by asking the right questions. And that's one of the right questions to do. So in that phone call, that's very, very, very important. Now, what happens? So those two big things I'd say. You need to mention basic logistics for the talk, ethical guild trip, and some type of questionnaire if you can. Amazing. Now, once you finish that talk, I also would, at the end, once you finish that script, if you will, or that call, right at the end, you may want to get permission to go overboard. Remember, in the beginning of this, I said that casualness leads to casualty. I want to be clear, that phone call is not enough. It's not enough. So most people will not communicate with the person showing up enough. And hence the push-up rate. But if you can pretty much do anything in life as long as you get permission. So in this environment, get permission. Say to them, hey, listen, I'm going to be messaging you quite a lot because I know that everyone's life is so busy right now. So life is so busy for everyone right now that I'm going to be sending you quite a few emails and quite a few texts as just reminders for the talk. Is that okay? And you, when you once you've got permission, that's, I promise you, 9.99999 times out of 10, totally okay. So you're setting context again. So I would finish the call with that. So then you're going to set up your normal reminders, your normal texts. But here's my advice, double what you're currently doing. Some of you right now are freaking out because you're thinking, number one thing you think is I'm going to irritate the person. But remember, you've got permission. If you haven't managed to get the call in within minutes of them registering, where it was not always possible, and or you haven't managed to speak to the person at all because they never answered, then my rule of thumb is that you can't qualify that person, or you can't, that person doesn't count as a RSVP until you've actually spoken to them or had a response from them. So in your communications thereon, you want to make sure you can easily say to them, hey, I'm so sorry, be very apologetic. I'm so sorry to hassle you. I'm just so concerned that we haven't got the right email/telephone number/whatever. So would you mind just responding? That's a great way to get a response. And again, your show up rate's going to triple by just getting a response and an acknowledgement that yes, they are coming to the event. Cool. So that is really the even though it's, we're talking about really one phone call, we're really not. We're talking about the fundamentals of ethical guilt trip, questionnaire, and getting permission to go overboard. Do not take that, like, I promise you right now, do not be casual about them. Even after you've got that response immediately. Then in all your texts and emails, you want to be as personal as possible. So a lot of people use automated software. I get so jealous sometimes working with my one site practices. I've got 8 practices because here's why. You can customize the journey to that person so much more than I can. Is it important? Yes, it's important. Is it worth? Yes, it's worth. Is it worth it? Yes, it's freaking worth it. What if I said this to you? You've got 30 people showing up to the talk. Where I'm going with this is if your front desk can send a personalized text going, it was so nice to speak to you, Mary. I was so great to hear that you've been looking forward to this for weeks. And it's such a coincidence you live down the road. And we're really looking forward to, this is your last reminder for your talk tonight at X, Y, and Z time. Is it worth it? Well, let me ask you this. If I had to say this to you, I want you to send 30 personal texts right now and I will give you $10,000. Would you do it? Like an emphatic yes. It'll be the easiest $10,000 you ever made in your life. I'm going to send, most people send 30 texts or WhatsApps or Facebook messages way more than that per day. So for $10,000, and is it worth $10,000? Absolutely, it could be worth $10,000 for you. I want you to understand that just by doing that, what if extra 5 people show up by sending that personal message and 3 of the 5 go on to have lifetime care with you? Just the extra people. Is that worth $10,000? Well, you know your PVA, you know your lifetime value. Many people listen to this have a lifetime value of $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 per patient. So you got to understand, by going that extra effort to get extra 5 people to show up, could be worth $10,000 without a shadow of a doubt. So go overboard. Awesome. Now let's talk about the once they arrive. Now, this is not the subject for today. Again, I'm skipping out all the normal stuff. You're going to make sure you send all the texts, all the emails. Again, phone call the day before, phone call the day of, if they have not answered or responded to the phone call the day before, and extra phone call the day of. So your team's going to understand, if you do not get a response within 48 hours, you cannot classify them as responded. So you keep going with a personal text and a phone call until they at least RSVP, and you can be very apologetic with that. Then when they arrive, warm. That's all I'm going to say. It needs to be warm when they arrive. I mean, they need to be greeted. Do not leave people in silence. The team is all there. They're all making people feel welcome. The key to this is, listen, with most of these events, it's so less about content and way more about context. Way more about context. Now, the actual event I'm not going to talk about now. We'll do another podcast for that, how to absolutely rock an event. But I just want you to think about that. What is the look, feel, smell, and the sounds of the room when they walk in? This is important stuff. So we'll drill more down into this in a future podcast. But listen, here's the thing. I hope that was helpful today. So let's recap. Three main types of talks. You've got some type of orientation talk. You've got some type of talk in a corporate environment. I'll talk about how to get into those in a future podcast. You've also got a what I love is driving people into your practice for an informational talk. Now, we use Facebook heavily to do this. Once you've got them registered for the Facebook to practice talk, if you will, here is where most people drop off. Registration does not mean they're going to show up. So wherever you are casual about this, you're going to lead into casualty. So do not be casual about this. Number one, phone them immediately at registration. And then you want to hit the ethical guilt trip and you want to hit some type of questionnaire, two or three questions. And if possible, get permission to go a little bit overboard with your next follow-ups. So you're going to say, I know people are really busy, so I might send you a lot of texts and emails. Is that okay? And that's just part of our service. We really want to make sure we go overboard to give you a great experience. And then when they arrive, make sure it's warm. And warm means friendly, happy, smiley faces. Is there music playing when they're walking, etc. But I'll do a whole podcast on how to rock an event. Listen, I'll tell you this. I've spoken to thousands and thousands and thousands of people just here. Thousands of events this year. Thousands of people in events, rather. Sorry, this year. I've easily, just this year, been in front of over 1,000 people. Easily 20 times just this year. Where are we now? We're July. So I promise you right now, and spend time with the greatest speakers on the planet, toured with Robert Kiyosaki, been on stage with Jay Abraham, etc., etc. I've just been asked to host an event with Gary Vaynerchuk and Grant Cardone. I've been asked to host the event. So I've had lots of experience with this, and I promise you right now, I also do a two-day event on how to rock these events. But if you want to know any more information about me, I highly recommend, first of all, grab my book, go to our website, dcpracticegrowth.com. You can get a free book. We pay for the book. You just pay for the postage. So just put in the details there. If you want to find out anything more about my new Patient Advantage program, it's a six-week program we do with people, then it's also on the website. Just register there. And there's an application form to fill out. But if you really want some help with a marketing strategy call, I do a one-on-one call for people that qualify for the call, and you can fill those details out on the website. I do a one-on-one call to run through your marketing strategy and give you huge value there. Anything else you want to find out? We've got a live event coming up for our Inner Circle members. We do these all over the world. So reach out. If anything else I can do to help you, keep an eye out for the next podcast. Always listen, I don't hold anything back. Nothing I'm teaching today is theory. I'm in the game. I always say, you want to be coached by the person with the most risk. When someone says, in the trenches, I tell you now, there's nothing more in the trenches than signing multiple leases for multiple practices. I've got $500,000 worth of rent just to pay every single year. If I don't make the stuff that I'm teaching right now work, I'm in big trouble. So I hope that was helpful. I hope you had an amazing time. Trust me, that's going to triple your response rate. I always like to keep these podcasts close to 30 minutes. I truly believe that's just a nice chunk of information. And we'll touch on the other subjects that we spoke about today. So I love and appreciate you. Reach out if you need help. See you on the next podcast very soon.
This has been the DC Practice Growth Show. Implement and share this episode. And remember, if you're not growing, you're dying.